All eyes were on impeachment as the Democrats ripped the country apart just in time for the holiday season.
Because no one is above the law, and he shall be held accountable.
Let's give him a fair trial and hang him.
Meanwhile, the second testimony of Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz was largely overlooked.
I would certainly encourage people to read the 19-page executive summary.
Testifying in front of the Senate's Homeland Security Committee, Horowitz clarified that he hadn't reached the conclusion that the FBI's sloppy investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign, known as Crossfire Hurricane, wasn't born of political bias. Instead, Horowitz doubled down on all of the disturbing findings concerning the FBI's team and its managers.
We're concerned that under applicable FBI and department policy, it would have been sufficient for a first-line FBI supervisor to authorize the sensitive domestic CHS operations undertaken in Crossfire Hurricane, and that there is no department or FBI policy requiring the FBI to notify department officials of a decision to task CHSs to record conversations with members of a political presidential campaign. We concluded the current department and FBI policies are not sufficient to ensure appropriate oversight and accountability of such operations. As we describe in our report, the FISA statute and department and FBI policies and procedures have established important safeguards to protect the FISA application process from irregularities and abuse. Among the most important are the requirements that every FISA application contain a full and accurate presentation of the facts, and that all factual statements are, quote, scrupulously accurate, close quote. We found that investigators failed to meet their basic obligation that the FISA applications be scrupulously accurate. We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first FISA application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application. As a result of these significant inaccuracies and omissions, the FISA applications made it appear as though the evidence supporting probable cause was stronger than it actually was.
In both of these investigations, you found political bias.
We found, through the text messages, evidence of people's political bias, correct.
Why would all of these people, 4 times over the space of half a year, deliberately mislead a federal court?
But that was precisely the concern we had, is what you lay out. There are so many errors, we couldn't reach a conclusion or make a determination on what motivated those failures, other than we did not credit what we lay out here with the explanations we got.
Your conclusion that there was that political bias did not affect any part of the Page investigation, any part of Crossfire Hurricane? Is that what you concluded?
Not. We have been very careful in connection with the FISAs for the reasons you mentioned to not reach that conclusion, in part, as we've talked about earlier, the alteration of the email, the text messages associated with the individual who did that.
All of this flies in the face of what the media originally reported.
Here it is, 430 pages from the Inspector General of the Justice Department. He's been working on this for almost 2 years now. And what it says is that the Inspector General found no political bias in the FBI.
The Justice Department's internal watchdog released a highly anticipated report about surveillance into the Trump campaign in 2016. It found no evidence of political bias, but it did find some serious flaws.
Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton lackey, former FBI Director James Comey, has used up every excuse he had at his disposal.
17 significant errors in the FISA process.
He's right. There was real sloppiness. 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable. And so he's right. I was wrong.
Well, it was kind of a non-apology apology. He essentially said, well, we were sloppy. No, you weren't sloppy. The FBI, the Inspector General found the FBI falsified evidence in the FISA process. Falsifying evidence. How do you accidentally falsify evidence?
In fact, after meeting with Barack Obama in early January of 2017, he took that dossier and went to President Trump, or then President-elect Trump, and confronted it with him. And confronted
him.
Ah,
yes, the rat James Comey.
Mr. Comey, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford one, the state will provide one for you. You now go to jail. The full John Brown report at band.video.
Christmas.
From InfoWars.com. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com on this Friday, December 20th, 2019, live transmission. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My guests today include Mike Adams, Aaron Hermes, and Bryson Gray will be joining us as well. Always fun when Bryson comes on. I wonder if it will be a family affair. And Mike Adams has a very important story at naturalnews.com about a direct threat to the Second Amendment, which of course could be a catalyst to a, I don't know if you want to call it a civil war. We'll see what Mike wants to call it. But yeah, if you try to take Americans' firearms en masse, it's a shooting war could very likely ensue. Nobody wants to see that. We do have some updates on the impeachment scam. What the Democrat plan to do next is some international news, some other news, some cultural news. Men or women. Drag queens are Christmas fairies. Your phone is spying on you and tracing and tracking everything you do, and anybody can get access to it. Yeah, the normal stuff. This is the, you know, just a normal day. Normal day on planet Earth today. And so we'll do it all. And I think I'll just open up the phone lines now since I have a bunch of guests and it is Open Line Friday. That way I can get as many calls in through the 3-hour broadcast as possible. So let's even do that. Let's even open up the phone lines so that you can say hello and Merry Christmas to the wonderful crew that will be answering the phone here today. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Who's answering phones today? I mean, come on. You get to call in and talk to the lovely Savannah Hernandez. You probably don't even want to come on air. I mean, guys are probably dying to get that phone number. There it is right there. 877-789-2539. Savannah Hernandez's phone number. Boom. Ha! Lines are going to be filled up now. But we're here to talk about some real news. Okay. Before I get to that, it is the 12 days of Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. And today's special is the deepest discount we have had yet. 70% off. I'm wearing a red jacket, and it's 70% off the Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the difference is the Real Red Pill Plus has some all-natural caffeine in there if you want that caffeine boost. I just do the Real Red Pill every morning, but I'm thinking about switching to the Real Red Pill Plus. Maybe I'll give that a try with this 70% off special happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com on the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. And remember, all the other specials that we've been talking about throughout the week and last week, the 60% off bodies, the 60% off Brain Force Plus, the 60% off Turbo Force, the 60% off the Ultimate Krill Oil, and more, those still remain at InfoWarsStore.com. And free shipping. I had a lot of Christmas gifts delivered. I had to pay shipping. Sometimes it's $20, $30, $10, $5. Free shipping. Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm a guy that likes to be informed. I'm a guy that likes to know all the political developments. I'm a guy that likes to know all the current events so that I can come on here and do play-by-play commentary. There was a Democrat debate last night that nobody knew about. Nobody. I'll ask my cameraman right here. Did you know about that Democrat? Shakes his head. No. Did anybody know? Can I get a crew cam? Can I get a crew cam here? What happened to my crew cam? My crew cam is broken. Proves it. Nobody knew about it. Now, imagine this. They're all shaking their heads, waving their hands, saying, no, they didn't know. This is InfoWars here. We didn't even know about it. I mean, all right, so I'm kind of kidding. Somebody obviously showed me a schedule of the Democrat debate. And, you know, the point is, they're so irrelevant. They're so unimportant. They're so unimpactful. Nobody's watching. And they're running polls, even on Fox News, saying Biden and over Trump, or Sanders over Trump, or, ooh, it's a close one with, yeah, Buttigieg. Ha! Buttigieg? B- Buttigieg couldn't even hold Trump's jockstrap. Not that he would want to. But think about that. A Democrat presidential debate. This is the media hyping it up. This is Hollywood hyping it up. All this hatred for Trump. This is the Democrat campaign. This is the Democrat platform. This is the Democrat agenda. Get Trump. That's it. Nothing on economy. Nothing on borders. Nothing on immigration. Nothing on healthcare. Nothing on veterans. Nothing on military. Nothing on foreign policy. Nothing on manufacturing. Nothing on agriculture. Nothing on free speech. Oh, wait, except they want to censor it. Nothing on the Second Amendment. Oh, wait, except they want to stop it. And it's all this hype with the impeachment behind it. This is their big moment. Oh, we got Trump. And they've convinced some of their poor voters that have such a low IQ, they don't understand that Trump hasn't been removed from office and this impeachment vote proves nothing. All it proves is that the Democrat Party is partisan hacks out to get Trump. But here it is, their big moment, impeachment. They get the vote. They get the media reporting on it. They get their voters thinking he's out of office. And then finally, they get their debate. All their people, all their leaders, all the nominee could-bes for president of the Democrats. And nobody tunes in. Crickets. Nobody even knows. Crickets. Nobody even cares. And they're so arrogant. They're so deceitful. They're so committed to their propaganda. They're still trying to tell you Trump's unpopular. They're still trying to tell you these Democrats are going to beat Trump. They're still trying to act like this country is behind impeachment and getting Trump out of office. It's delusions of grandeur, except it's evil. Look, keep that picture up because, no, go back to that. See, America's going to make it through this. I don't know what history is going to say in the end about America, but if this American uprising continues, if this American revolution continues, if this great awakening, this renaissance continues, images like that will go down in history books, and these will be the people remembered as the traitors to this country. Now, they aren't alone in this status. I mean, you could be showing pictures of congressmen and politicians and lawyers and governors and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, they've been traitors to this country too. But this is when the awakening happened. This is the American Revolution happening. So these are the faces that will go down in American history as the traitors against this country. And they have become so arrogant because they've been able to get away with so much. They really think they can deceive America one more time, and they just can't relent. But if we have fair elections coming up here in 2020, and just a couple of these diehard American patriots that really have no affiliation to any party, they just have affiliation to America and Trump, that's just kind of surged through the Republican Party, this country's going to look a lot different in 2021. And little punks like Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and the like are going to get punked. And this sleeping giant known as America is going to stand up, and it's going to be so big and massive, Pelosi and the rest are going to crap their britches when they see it.
Christmas from InfoWars.com.
We've got loaded phone lines. We're going to take calls right now on this open line Friday. Remember, folks, last day, some places you can still get delivery by Christmas. I think it's the last day, though, for all the continental United States. You can still get delivery before Christmas when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, part of the Christmas specials. Okay. Kevin in New Hampshire leads us off on the open line Friday. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, first thing I want to say, Owen, is Merry Christmas to you and InfoWars. You guys are my brothers and sisters in Christ. I love all of you, especially you for what you did to Jerry Nadler, man. Like, America is so behind you, you don't even know.
I have somewhat of an idea, but, you know, I got to say, I was a big fan of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory growing up as a kid. I never thought I would actually confront an Oompa Loompa, so it's kind of a dream come true.
Oh, I know, right? It's just, like, things you never even consider. So, about the impeachment thing, man, ever since, I want to say the beginning of the inquiries back in October, I was watching again Greg Reese's special on the Las Vegas shooting, and it hit me, man. It's just a theory. I don't know how close I am, but a gut feeling tells me that the real reason they are so scared and the timing of it, especially with Trump starting to poke around Ukraine, what if, you remember, Owen, how ISIS funded themselves?
Well, I'm sorry, you need to be more specific. You're talking about government funding of ISIS, known as, quote-unquote, moderate rebels?
Or, yeah, moderate rebels, ISIS, whatever, the way mainly funded themselves, this was in mainstream news, you guys can go back and check, was black market sales of oil and gas. Well, going back through WikiLeaks and then pairing all that up with the information from Greg Reese and how Qatar and Saudi Arabia was giving logistic support to ISIS, and WikiLeaks shows there were plans in the works for decades for a pipeline in the region right through ISIS territory. My gut feeling, to summarize it up, Owen, is I think Trump and company were getting really close to a slush fund for ISIS. All that black money has got to go somewhere.
Well, I'm trying to put two and two together. It makes more sense now that you're talking about those oil fields. Yeah, ISIS took over the oil fields, specifically in Syria. That's how they were funding much of what they were doing. I think they lost control of those fields. I believe now Russia has control of them and the Syrian army. But where where's the slush fund, though?
My gut feeling tells me that it might be in Ukraine, since that's the deep state hive. That's where all their dirty money, their money laundering goes. Again, it's kind of a loose theory, but just...
Well, there's no doubt Ukraine is a slush fund for political, bounty, too. I mean, that's why they sent the servers over there. And this has been disputed, but a lot of political capital goes through Ukraine. It's been very corrupt for a long time. That's how Hunter Biden can land a job on an oil company's board making millions of dollars when he has no experience and he's a crackhead. So, I mean, yeah, Ukraine's been corrupt for a while, and the new president, like Trump, is trying to clean it up. He's not from the corruption. Kevin, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Al in Ohio. Al, go ahead, Al.
Hello, Owen. How are you?
I'm good.
Great. I really appreciate what you did last week. And all the other people that are doing the same thing, it's really the greatest move in the game, I think.
Oh, it's so beautiful. So what Ben Berkman did, what others have done, what happened to Schiff in California, I like I said, I hope that this creates a new genre of content like we saw in 2016. Because we get it. Okay, the Trump protesters are dumb, their IQ is zero, they know nothing. All right, that's been totally exposed. Now it's time to show that, hey, you, an American citizen, are above these congressmen and women. They work for you. They are not royalty.
Yes, sir. As you're talking about the Ukraine and how the presidential thing was, got in the hands of the kind of comedian guy, but he's doing a great job and all that. I can't remember if it was The Amazing Polly or another one. I'm not thinking straight right now because I'm on the phone, trying to think. I'm trying to think, so I can't think. But if you go back, and the guy behind, like, his presidency, is, it almost gets uglier. And it's pretty nerve-wracking. But the last thing I was going to say was, I'm going to let you go, is that when you did when you went in front of Nadler, it was like on Monday or Tuesday of last week, but I remember I was waiting for Alex to cover the microchipping, and everything went next level all of a sudden, and I don't think we've gotten back to that. So I was really, really interested in that one.
Yeah, that's a situation obviously continuing to develop that everybody needs to monitor with the AI involved as well. Al, if you're having trouble thinking, have you heard of BrainForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com?
So I'm just nervous because I'm on the phone, but no, I take BrainForce, and I just bought $40 or $50 worth of gifts and things and something for myself. So I'm doing the best I can.
Well, that's great, Al. You make it possible for me to go to Congress and do that, or be anywhere, be at a Trump rally, Times Square, and just all the great coverage we do here, Al. Thank you so much for your support. Okay, one more caller this segment, Marcus in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, love what you did to Nadler. That was absolutely awesome. You had my mom jumping up and down when I showed her what you did. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. But I had a friend of mine who was in the National Guard, and we were talking about what's going on in Virginia, and since, you know, since my buddy's in the National Guard, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to say anything. He said, he told me probably like a year back or so, that if it was to pop off, he would say whether he'd take the firearms from would either be West Virginia or Virginia. And yeah, so that was a pretty scary prediction that he had.
Well, we're actually about to be joined by Mike Adams, who wrote the story on this yesterday. Headline, "You Have No Idea What's Coming, Virginia Dems to Unleash Martial Law Attack on Second Amendment, Counties Using Roadblocks to Confiscate Firearms and Spark a Shooting War." So we're going to be joined by Mike Adams on that exact topic in the next segment, Marcus.
Cool. Well, I definitely have been listening since 2016 after I woke up, and I've watched you since day one, and Owen, it's a privilege to have someone like you on our team. And what happens to Savannah, I hope justice prevails for her. She's definitely brains and beauty mixed in all in one female.
Well, we're all on the same team, Marcus. God bless you. Thank you for your support. And that's right, it is a team. And we all want the same victory. We all know that there's a ton of corruption in government. We all know that there's a lot of satanic evil forces, and we just want to hold it back. We just want to survive. We want to have America. We want to have freedom. We want to control our destiny.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room. Mike Adams is with me. Mike, Merry Christmas. We're going to try that again, guys. Let's get Mike's audio piped in. Mike, Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Owen.
There we go. It was my fault. I didn't say it with enough fervor, and so your microphone was sleeping. I had to wake it up.
It was my fault.
Well, here we are, Mike.
I heard you.
Powerful article yesterday you had at Natural News. Headline, "You Have No Idea What's Coming, Virginia Dems Push to Unleash Martial Law Attack on Second Amendment Counties Using Roadblocks to Confiscate Firearms and Spark a Shooting War." Now, you lay out what intel you have from sources here, kind of the whole diagram of how impeachment works into this, how the mainstream news and these leftist groups demonizing, labeling Trump supporters plays into this, and how these Democrat-run cities with their anti-Second Amendment agenda plays into this. But
I had a caller call in today. We had a caller call into the Alex Jones show earlier this week. I'm not sure if you heard any of that. Other people have been talking about this. So, Mike, what do people need to know at a base level before we really get into what this could mean or how they could lay it out? What are the Democrats in Virginia trying to do right now to take guns away from citizens?
Well, the key to understand is that the Democrats, of course, are always in the business of engineering narratives, and they need a narrative where Trump supporters can be portrayed as initiating violence against law enforcement so that Trump supporters can be labeled domestic terrorists, and then Trump himself can be further labeled an evil dictator whose followers are domestic terrorists. Okay, so this is all about narrative construction. And the way that Virginia is attempting to do this under Governor Northam and the lawless Democrats there that now run the state is, according to my sources, they're going to place state troopers and state police in harm's way by ordering them to run roadblocks where they profile vehicles based on bumper stickers and other things, stop vehicles and pull people out of those vehicles that they think are likely to own firearms, and then confiscate those firearms at gunpoint right out of their cars, and then arrest those individuals.
So is this, just because we don't have much time, I'm going to have to cut you off when I want to kind of change angles here. So this is basically they're straining Americans. It's kind of a soft strain. Instead of going door to door looking for them, it's just, oh, we're just going to, some people are coming here, we're just going to pull them over and search their cars. Maybe they mop up 200 guns, 2,000 guns, 10,000 guns. Hey, that's 10,000 guns they got now.
Well, but the point is not to take away guns from the population, but rather to spark a shooting in response to it. So what they're expecting is that some group of patriots would drive up, I don't know, 1,000 yards away and open fire on the checkpoint law enforcement people using
sniper
rifles.
Or a spook would do that.
What's that?
Or a, you know, CIA black op undercover,
sure.
Or who knows,
yeah.
MI6, Mossad, anybody trying to cover up anything or start
exactly.
Anything.
China. They stage it. Yeah. The goal here, of course, is just to create this narrative so they can say that the law-abiding gun owners in Virginia are now domestic terrorists. And using that narrative, then, they can do all kinds of things. They can say that Trump has to be impeached again. You know, there's no limit to the number of, quote, impeachments that they can carry out.
But who sparks this? And then do the state troopers, do they comply?
Well, state troopers will very likely comply with the orders of the governor to go run the roadblocks. And what they're hoping to see happen, at least this is what I'm being told, is to have an organic, spontaneous uprising of actual Trump supporters who are so angered by this that they decide to open fire on the roadblock law enforcement.
Which, of course, would be another false narrative. It's not even about Trump. This is a God-given right. This is written into the Bill of Rights that you can own a firearm. And, you know, this is just totally illegal to have any sort of government operation running gun checks or just stop and frisk essentially in your car, search and seizure illegally to find firearms.
Well, and these are the same people who advocate open borders nationally, and that's how they got Democrats elected in Virginia, of course, as you know, was by bringing in all these illegal aliens without border checks. But they do want border control when it comes to guns, when it serves their purposes. That's how evil these people are. They'll do anything, but they'll act with total hypocrisy.
And that's actually, at the end of the day, globalism. You see, no borders, no sovereignty, no nation state, but Big Brother agents constantly searching and seizing to find any contraband or whatever they label contraband, so you don't get a Bill of Rights anymore.
Well, that's right. And remember, if you are trafficking a child in your vehicle to a Planned Parenthood abortion center, you know, a young teen girl, for example, to have an abortion, well, that's perfectly fine with them. Or if you're trafficking actual kidnapped children to serve them up to Democrat donors, that's perfectly fine. You'll have immunity for that. But if you have a firearm, you have an AR-15 in your car, now you're an evil Trump supporter, and you might be arrested on sight, or you might be, in essence, tortured or interrogated in a way that makes you angry enough to try to fight back. That's what this is all about.
So are you hearing any buzz about, because a lot of people know about this. I mean, this has been talked about on a lot of different talk shows locally here on InfoWars. Many times people call in, talk about this. Other people have written stories. What is the buzz, or have you heard any buzz about how they think this will go? I mean, they're not, these officers aren't dumb. They know the potential risk here.
Well, the analysis that I'm hearing now after writing that article is that they expect the National Guard to be deployed by Governor Northam. And the National Guard did not say no to this request. They have not said that they will not confiscate firearms, followed by then President Trump federalizing the Virginia National Guard. So Trump will assert his power over that guard unit there. And that will cause the media to say, see, Trump is a dictator and he's got troops in the streets. And then, of course, they'll try to stage something where there's a shooting. And then they'll say, look, Trump supporters are terrorists. You know, remember, Owen, go back to Oregon. Remember the Malheur Wildlife Refuge situation when those cowboys, you know, the ranch owners,
the Bundys, decided
to, the Bundys and many others with them, and they decided to take that over. Do you remember the narrative during that time? The left-wing media was saying Oregon is under attack, that these are armed militiamen attacking Oregon. That was a prelude to what we're about to see in Virginia on a much bigger scale. They're ready for the narrative.
Yeah, and by the way, I do believe it ended up being FBI agents that shot and killed Lavoy Finicum.
That's right.
I don't think it was BLM agents, but it was FBI agents on the ground. They were pointing guns at the citizens peacefully protesting. Our own David Knight was there having guns pointed at him. And by the way, Trump has basically kneecapped the BLM funding-wise and staffing-wise, I believe, as well, as just kind of a side issue. I just think that, I mean, by the way, here, let's do this in the final 90 seconds and then get back into the seriousness of this on the other side, Mike. Just let's analyze the clown world of this for a second, Mike.
Okay.
We've got the Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who says we're going to murder children. He says we're going to keep a child alive and murder it. This is the same guy that wore blackface, correct? I mean, I'm still in clown world here. Also wears blackface. And now he wants to confiscate firearms. Now why is this significant? Hitler confiscated firearms. The left, the Democrats, have labeled all their political opposition Hitler. Anybody who has any black face paint on is considered racist if they're a Republican. But here's Northam doing it. They say, now all of a sudden they're Bible beaters too, Mike. But here they are talking about murdering children. I mean, there is no reason and logic here. There is no shape to this. This is so clown world. How can anybody even exist and not see the sheer insanity, the sheer chaos, the sheer just nonsense of what's happening in Virginia?
Well, you're exactly right, but it doesn't have to make sense as long as they have a monopoly on speech. So, of course, we are silenced, and the tech giants have silenced all our platforms and videos and so on. So the media working in actual conspiracy with Governor Northam, they can push out a narrative.
I'm sitting here in the break thinking about all the different wars we have going on domestically right now. And you say, wars? There hasn't been a domestic war in the United States. No. There's a culture war with drag queen story time and turning boys into girls and promoting all this sexual perversion. There's a cold political civil war where a Democrat Party wants to turn itself into a dictatorship, a tyranny, and remove a duly elected president. And now we're highlighting with Mike Adams, there's a war on our rights. There's a war for the ability to self-protection and to just have God-given rights anymore. Because if they can take one, they can take them all. But you know what, Mike? Of all these worlds, of all these wars going on, I think that the one that we really want to talk about is Star Wars.
Star Wars. Well, if we're going to change the subject, before we get there, let me say I've got to give you major kudos for what you did standing up and yelling at Jerry Nadler as he deserved to be yelled at. Look, what you did has sparked a movement nationwide. And I had such a smile on my face when I saw you do that. So I want to say, brother, you are doing amazing work. Keep it up. You've inspired a nation with that. And you're going to see a ripple effect, a positive ripple effect for, I think, years to come from what you did there. So whatever inspired you to do that, it was divine, man. You did the right thing.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. And that's really it at the end of the day. It really is just divine.
It really is just God's plan, and I hope that it does inspire others and it inspires a nation's awakening. All joking aside about Star Wars, though, it's actually more irrelevant than ever now that it's been turned into a leftist liberal agenda platform. Yeah. Let's get back to the issue at hand here and your story at naturalnews.com. Headline, you have no idea what's coming. Virginia Democrats to unleash martial law attack on Second Amendment counties using roadblocks to confiscate firearms and spark a shooting war. Well, there's a problem here, Mike. This isn't going to go smoothly as we know, but even there is some bureaucratic static happening right now. 90% of Virginia counties become gun sanctuaries, expanding movement to 9 states. 86 of 95 Virginia counties declare themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuaries. Well, now the governor is trying to basically revert that decision made by the citizens. And so there's a struggle here, Mike. There's a struggle here. And America needs to see this for what it is. It's a Democrat power grab. It's the Democrats ignoring U.S. citizens' rights and deciding that they know what's best. They're going to take control. They're going to take your firearms. So how do you see this going, Mike, knowing that there is going to be a struggle?
Well, first of all, the reason there are so many counties and cities that have declared Second Amendment status is because the people of Virginia know exactly what's up. They have amassed in town halls and city halls and city councils to get these decisions passed. And if you look at a map now of Virginia, the evil state capital of Richmond, run by evil Democrats, is surrounded by pro-Second Amendment, pro-America patriots. I mean, the Capitol's surrounded. Yeah, there's a map right there. Look at that. You know, there's the red. That's Governor Northam and his baby killers. Green is all the patriots who are like, no, you're not going to take our guns. Don't even try it. So where this is going, I'm afraid this is going into a kinetic conflict because, of course, the Democrats want that. So they're trying to provoke it. Now, on the good news side, gun owners across America are some of the most polite, law-abiding citizens that you can imagine. You know, people who own guns, people who are concealed carry holders. We don't run around just randomly shooting people like Democrats and leftists and socialists have done throughout history. That's what they always resort to. You know this, Owen. The fascists, the Stalinists, the Maoists, they always end up committing mass genocide and killing their political opponents, but they always have an excuse for it to say, no, we're stopping the bad people. And that's exactly what Governor Northam is trying to set up in Virginia. But it's going to fail. It's going to fail in Virginia. It's going to fail across America because the people of Virginia, absolutely, they have already drawn a line in the sand and they said, you're not going to take our guns, not while we still have a fighting chance. We will fight you, Governor Northam. We will fight you. That's what they're saying.
And so that is one big struggle America is looking at, specifically Virginia, at least at the onset of this potential struggle. But, Mike, let's talk about impeachment for a second. You know, it's a failed impeachment. It's a fake impeachment. It's a total scam. We know what it is. You could go as far as to call it treason. At least I have gone that far and will continue to go that far. But America's not buying it. You had a Democrat presidential debate last night that nobody tuned into. I didn't even know it was going on, so I can't imagine the average American did. And so they're really trying to pull the wool over America's eyes here, pretending that Trump is unpopular, pretending the Get Trump agenda is popular with their Hollywood and mainstream media propaganda. At what point do these two realities finally clash? At what point does the fake narrative of Trump unpopular, we impeached him, at what point does this finally clash with the reality that Trump is really the most popular president in modern day history? The numbers are actually going up and people are losing interest in the Democrat scams as days go by.
If you go back in history, World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor was a mass awakening of the American people to the evil of the enemy of the then emperor of Japan and their global domination efforts. That attack actually brought Americans together in a way that I think is reflected right now among Trump supporters and even the GOP. We are more solidified now than ever, you know, in the history of Trump being president. There will be now a mass awakening and dedicated, passionate action to go to the voting booths and vote against the Democrats, understanding that Democrats are a clear and present danger to the very sustainability and structure of our constitutional republic. If the Democrats are allowed to survive in power, to hold office, to exert power over us, then America will be killed. America will die. And even physically, the Democrats will try to commit genocide against conservatives sooner or later, because that's what they always do. So this is about survival of not just America, but individual survival. We, if we want to live, we must defeat the Democrats. And we now are stronger than ever, understanding that the attack is real and that we are the targets. Owen, you are the target. You already know that. You're attacked everywhere you go. I'm a target. We are the targets of this. They literally want to kill us. And if we do not stop them, they'll succeed. It's all about where we draw the line and say, stop. Stop your lawlessness. Stop your fascism. Stop your lies, your secret stinking court trials, Adam Schiff. Stop it. We the people have had enough. We're going to arrest you and throw you in prison to stop you and remove you from power. That's where we are right now. That's the feeling across America today.
You know, I just wonder if they're ever going to stop, because is there a threat of real consequence? I mean, that's what I wonder. Do they even sense a threat of real consequence? Are they just pressing forward because they don't sense a threat of real consequence? Is Trump going to be doing something? Is Barr going to be doing something? We're all kind of sitting here watching, but there's no doubt the American Revolution is on.
They already know. They're going to go as far as we will let them. That's it. They're going to violate every law, every rule of the Constitution, every social contract, as long as they can get away with it. So the question isn't, what are they willing to do? They're willing to commit genocide. They kill their own babies.
And by the way, I just want to emphasize something that because people will hear Mike say this, or anybody say this, like, oh yeah, the left is going to commit genocide. Well, historically, yes, that, Mike, you're absolutely right. But let's look at the present. They're already jailing their political dissidents. Look at Roger Stone. Look at Mike Flynn. Look at the Proud Boys in New York. Look at, I mean, heck, they arrested me. They didn't arrest any of these leftist protesters that interrupt their hearings. I guarantee you that was probably straight from Nadler telling the bailiff in that room. Now they got the guy, the LGBTQ flag. 15 years.
Right. 16 years in prison for burning an LGBT flag? Are you out of your mind?
Let's be perfectly clear. The people in this country that claim to be victims are the most protected classes of citizens that exist, including the LGBTQ community.
That's right. That's right. And how many of those radical Antifa leftists are burning American flags? They never get arrested.
No, they claim it's free speech.
That's right. That's right. Suddenly it's not free speech if the flag is a rainbow flag. Now it's a hate crime. Oh, but when a white kid on a school bus gets nearly beaten to death and strangled to death, that's not a hate crime? You know, give me a break. But the thing is, look, the American people have realized enough is enough. You're never going to be able to negotiate or reason with these Democrats. They're lawless hyenas. They're drooling zombie monsters. You don't try to reason with zombies. Zombies come into your home and try to take your gun and I don't know, chew on your leg.
But what is that? But here's the thing. We got 30 seconds, Mike. I mean, like, that is real. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Her nose is falling off her face. She sounds drunk because she can't keep her teeth in. Joe Biden's running around biting his wife's finger, sniffing children, talking about him playing with his legs. I mean, that's literally who they are. I mean, look at Jerry Nadler. He almost died in the middle of a hearing a couple months ago.
No, that's the reason they all sound the same. It's the same demon possessing all their human skin bags.
Demon. Oh, Mike. Well, here we are, Mike. Until next time, Merry Christmas, Mike. Happy New Year. God bless you. Naturalnews.com, folks. That's where you can find Mike Adams.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Attorney General Barr sat down with Fox News and gave them an exclusive interview. We've got some clips and highlights we want to roll for you here on the War Room from that interview. First, let's go to Barr talking about the Ukraine conspiracy with the DNC against President Trump.
He firmly believes that there was a Ukraine conspiracy with the DNC against President Trump. Do you have any indication that there was one?
Well, as I've said, I have not looked at all into the, you know, whatever the Ukrainian aspects are of the 2016 election, I have not gotten into them at all. And I don't know whether John Durham has gotten into them. So because that is a matter that is potentially going to be covered by the investigation, I don't want to speculate.
Are you interested in seeing the evidence that Rudy Giuliani has been gathering in Ukraine?
The Department of Justice is interested in seeing all evidence that could be relevant.
Does the DOJ have any plan to investigate Joe Biden or CrowdStrike or Ukraine and the DNC server or Burisma? Are any of those on your radar?
Again, I don't want to speculate about what Durham may or may not get into. I don't know what he is.
But currently, none of those issues are under investigation.
I mean, I couldn't say one way or the other, but you shouldn't read anything into that.
I would read into that they are on his radar. Now, I don't know if that means there's an investigation, but at least on his radar. Now, here's Barr responding to James Comey and insinuating that he is a liar.
As a director sitting on top of an organization of 38,000 people, you can't run an investigation that's seven layers below you. You have to leave it to the career professionals to do.
Do you believe that?
No. I think that one of the problems with what happened was precisely that they pulled the investigation up to the executive floors, and it was run and bird-dogged by a very small group of very high-level officials. And the idea that this was seven layers below him is simply not true.
He also said that he told the president three times that he was not the target of the investigation. Do you believe, based on what we know now, that the president was not the target of Crossfire Hurricane or wasn't one of them?
Well, I think effectively the president was being investigated. They were investigating the Trump campaign and Trump associates. But again, as I've said, what happened after the election to me is very questionable. And I think there has to be a lot of focus as to what happened after the campaign. And they learned that their whole case had collapsed and they really had no basis to take it further. And so we are looking into that.
Do you think we need to reform the FISA court system? Some people are even calling for it to be removed because there's no opportunity for the person who's presenting the evidence to have another side make the argument for why this surveillance perhaps should not be done.
No, I don't think we need to do anything that radical. I do, you know, I think both Chris Wray and I take the problems and the misconduct of the past very seriously. And Chris has been particularly proactive in developing a number of reforms that are designed to address that. And I'm evaluating those and considering some additional steps.
And now here is A.G. Barr on one of the biggest conspiracy theories in American history.
Bore the burden of probably one of the greatest conspiracy theories, baseless conspiracy theories in American political history, where he's called a accused of treason and so forth. And I think he's intent that this not happen to any other president in the future.
And so then what is it called when you frame, set up, collude, and lie about one man who is the president of the United States, framing him for treason? Does that make you guilty of treason? I wonder if that question floats around Attorney General Barr's head at night. All right, folks, we'll be right back with my next guest, Aaron Hermes, who is running for Congress, who also confronted Sheila Jackson Lee, that nut job that wears the funny hat. Remember her? Oh, yeah. Rising up, ladies and gentlemen. People are confronting the anti-American, Trump-hating Democrat congressmen left and right in this country. And a lot of these great patriots are also running for office. I have one of them with me on the War Room right now, Aaron Hermes. At Real Aaron Hermes is his Twitter account, where you can find this video of him confronting Sheila Jackson Crazy Funny Hat Lee.
Is it the new norm that we have CIA whistleblowers? Is it the new norm? Is it the new norm that we can have a corrupt official brag about committing corruption, that they need to fire an attorney general for their son who's making $50,000 a month? Is it basically the, is that the new norm that if you investigate it, that's election meddling? Is it the new norm that people in power? So what I'm saying is, with the precedent that you're setting with this argument, is that you can be a corrupt official, brag about it on camera.
Just like Joe Biden.
But if you run for office, then if anyone wants to investigate, that's now political, that's now election meddling, and it has nothing to do with an election. It has to do with corruption that they bragged about on camera.
She disrespects our president. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the answer right here. We also had Aaron confronting Dan Crenshaw on red flag laws. I believe that that can be found on his Twitter as well, guys. If you just want to roll that B-roll, that video is a little bit longer. But my point is, you can get access to these people. They hold meetings. They come out of their D.C. offices, and you can peacefully, politely execute your First Amendment right. But let me tell you, standing up to these people that know they're committing treason, you know, look, they just passed this omnibus bill. It's just out of control, folks. But they have nobody calling them on it. And when they do, that's the answer. So Aaron Hermes is with me. Talk about that confrontation, Hermes. And if you want, talk about your conversation with Dan Crenshaw as well.
Pleasure to be on with you, Owen. You're a hero. You're awesome. You're doing some great work. Glad to stand side by side with you and go after these people.
Well, absolutely, and you've decided to take your fight, hopefully, to the next level, to Congress. We need more patriots in there. It's an uphill battle, obviously, but what was it like confronting Sheila Jackson Lee? I mean, you can see the fear in their eyes when a peon dares stand up and confront these people who think they're royalty.
I tell you what, it felt amazing to speak truth to power. Nothing was planned. I didn't have any prepared statements. In fact, I just went. I was going to listen for a while. When they opened it up for questions, I was the first to raise my hand, and I asked. They had a constitutional attorney guest, and I asked him, "Isn't it the president's duty to investigate corruption?" And he said, "Oh yeah, sure it is, but they have the FBI and the CIA and the NSA. They don't do it themselves." I was like, "Oh really? President Trump doesn't put on his monocle and start, you know, investigating? He has these agencies. Okay, go on." And he's like, "Oh, but yeah, it's his duty. But what he did in Ukraine was so crazy. It's like, what was crazy about it?" I mean, we have Biden bragging about it. Who knows what Trump and their team knows behind the scenes? So when they kept verified most of what I said was true, and then they glossed over some of the juicier parts, and you know, they kept going on with their BS. And I finally had enough, and I got back up on the podium and just called out the whole situation. You didn't really play the juicy part, too.
We can go back to it, guys. Can we go back? Short video. Let's fast forward there and go back, guys. Let's fast forward to where we left off.
Go like 45 seconds, a minute in. Yeah, it looks about good. She kind of challenged me to say that again. What was that about the Constitution?
Because she disrespects us.
Her guard put his hands on me.
I didn't hear what you said. What was the last thing about the Constitution? Sorry.
I said you're a traitor to the Constitution. Because you are superseded. You can't subpoena until you vote, but you change the rules so that you can try to subpoena. But it doesn't apply to the executive. And
And this CIA whistleblower went to Adam Schiff's office before they filed it and had their legal team help them. And it's completely one-sided. Republicans don't even have a say in the process. It's a complete sham. It's a CIA coup, and you're part of it. And that is traitorous. That's treasonous.
Big man.
She's committing treason against this country.
And so this is when security is trying to forcefully remove him.
This gentleman is, maintain that, whoever it is he or she.
So think about what she just admitted. She just admitted she knows who the whistleblower is.
Right, right.
Which, of course, is BS. There is no whistleblower. It's Adam Schiff.
Right. And she literally says, oh, it's a guy that works for the CIA. I mean, it's he or she that works for someone in the intelligence community. Oh, really? Wow. You know, newsflash.
Yeah, it's all made up.
She's part of it. And we're supposed to sit by quietly while these people attempt coups over our elected president?
No, and that's the thing, too. They just say, oh, we just have the right to do this.
Right. They're so arrogant, and they just think that they can get away with it, and they're not going to. And this is going to backfire so hard against them.
Well, and this is, look, there are a lot of races like the one that you're involved in, Hermes for Congress, Texas District 22. I've had some other guests that are hardcore patriots running for office that have been on before. And I mean, these are obviously uphill battles. You're never going to get the backing of the Republican Party, probably. But, you know, we've got a long, really 8 or 9 months here. And there's going to be a lot of things develop. And I think people are going to be looking outside of the box for candidates that are going to stand strong for Trump and call out this Democrat treason for what it is.
Well, Owen, there's only 2 months for the primaries, for early voting in the primaries. And the final vote in the primaries is March 3rd. So there's not a lot of time. I need the backing of patriots today. This is one of the most crowded primary races in the whole country. It's going to be the most closely watched. I'm running against a popular local sheriff, a Bush that just jumped in, and 13, 14 other people. And it's insane. So, you know, I do need some funds. If anyone wants to go to makecongressgreat.com, that's my website, and donate, I'm going to need it to fight this. But I'm in this to win it. I'm going to keep speaking truth to power. And I also have really great ideas for Congress. I'm the kind of person that people wish would run. And I finally did it. So, you know, if you want patriots that are honest, that aren't in this for the money or the power, that really want to restore the republic, that really want to stand up for the Constitution, support me, please.
And, you know, votes in Congress are obviously key, but voices in Congress sometimes are more important. And we lack voices. We lack voices of truth. That's why people like Doug Collins and Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes are so popular, because they vote, but they have voices. We need more voices in Congress.
Absolutely. Yeah. That aren't bought and paid for by special interests and that actually understand the Constitution. That's the thing. It's like, I seem to get this stuff. I didn't go to Harvard, you know, but I seem to get it more than people that did go to Harvard. And constitutional attorneys and people in Congress. Owen, I lost your audio.
No, sorry. You know what? That's my fault. I was giving a command to the crew while I was on camera.
Okay. Cool.
Finish up your statement, though. We got 30 seconds here.
Basically, that's part of why I'm doing this. It's been in the back of my head to run for since I was a young child. It was instilled, you know, later in life, you run for office. But this is it was still something I was thinking about doing later in life. And this is such a red alert emergency times. Meeting these Congress people like Dan Crenshaw and Sheila Jackson Lee and others, and just knowing that I get it more than they do. It's like, what am I doing over here?
Yeah, that's one of the wildest things. When you meet these establishment, royalty, ivory tower people, you really realize how frail they really are, how shallow they really are. That's not even necessarily an attack on their personality, just on their political acquiescence and understanding. Aaron Hermes, thank you so much. Real Aaron Hermes on Twitter, makecongressgreat.com. We need more voices like him in there. Heavy metal rock music. Oh, there's the Bloomberg dance. Didn't the Bloomberg team like end up disavowing this or something?
very strange what the Democrats and their voters are up to, is it not? Welcome back to the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The 12 days of Christmas are happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. What does that mean? Well, free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. I ordered a bunch of Christmas gifts. I probably spent like $100 on shipping. It really just it just grinds my gears. But at InfoWarsStore.com, not going to grind your gears. Free shipping. That's on top of all the deep discounts, including the newest discount, 70% off Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I do the Real Red Pill every morning. The biggest difference with the Real Red Pill Plus is it has the natural caffeine in it. So if you want a caffeine hit in the morning or whenever you take the Real Red Pill, that's a good one. You know, it's oddly enough, we've had people call in about the Real Red Pill and say that it cures hangovers. I'm not going to claim to know anything about that, but hey, give it a try for that. For me, it's just part of my morning routine. And, oh, wow, and we're also giving away a free bottle of BioTru Selenium with your purchase of the Real Red Pill or the Real Red Pill Plus. These discounts are huge. Don't forget about the other discounts still live as well. 60% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, also in my everyday supplement routine. Bodies, Knockout, Brainforce Plus, it's all 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off the new VasoBeat Complete, it's very popular. I also like the VasoBeat Complete. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and Merry Christmas from all of us here at InfoWars to you in the audience. Okay, we've had a lot of people holding on the phone lines for a while, so I'm going to get back to those lines. Let's go to Terry in Minnesota. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Owen. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
I got some information for you. It's hard to know where to start because when I talk to you guys, we know you're coming from a point of, let's just say, lack of knowledge or understanding, biblically speaking, or reality speaking. And it's like, as far as Trump goes in this impeachment thing, you have to understand and try to, I don't know how I'm going to put this, Christianity or God and Christ and Satan and all this stuff. Us, basically, we're, you know, this is real. It's as real as it gets, Owen. You know what I'm saying? God, you know, if you just wanted to have John 3:16 and that was it, and everybody knows John 3:16, he would have sent a memo. It would have been a one-paragraph memo. But this entire Second Earth Age, which is about 14 or 15,000 years old, it is for a reason. And it's like, in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22, I'll quote it. For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish. The word sottish is an old Celtic word, sot or sot. It means stupid. So he's calling his children stupid. They have not known me. They're sottish children and have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, I do talk about God in the Bible. It's not, you know, we don't make it some of the main content here, but more over time, I've been drawn more to that because it's become more real to me. And I used to not go there so much because I know that not everybody in this audience is religious, or we may have atheists or even nihilists in this audience that just, hey, we see the government corruption too. Like, you know, they don't want to deal with that. They want to live in a free country. But I will just say this, there's zero doubt to me anymore. And I think for a lot of people, they're coming around. There is a creator. There is divine creation. And it's really not that hard to figure out. If there's a creator, the creator of all of this obviously has a plan. So people obviously go to the Bible to see that plan and revelations. And there's other things out there. But that's what this comes down to. We are created. We're in a divine experience through the creator, and the creator, obviously, like anybody that creates anything, has a plan. And so that's what's so crazy about all of this. And then, of course, well, let's just stop right there before we get too far.
off the beaten path and let's go to some other calls. Thanks for the call, Terry. Let's go to Jock in Texas. Go ahead, Jock.
Owen, hey, how's it going, man?
Good, thanks for calling.
Well, I'm just wondering if you think, or your listeners think, that it's time for Trump to release the WikiLeaks videos of compromised politicians.
The WikiLeaks videos, what are you talking about exactly?
We have the emails, but and those are completely incriminating of these people who are trying to impeach our president. But we don't, no one's talking about videos that, you know, some people believe exist of pedophile engaged politicians who are trying to take our president and our country down.
Yeah, well, and look, if those videos exist, well, again, you kind of said it yourself, though. I mean, people believe it exists. Well, you know, some people believe in Santa Claus. I can put an outfit on, but, you know, that doesn't make me Santa Claus. I don't know that those videos exist. If they do, we probably should never see them. But regardless of that, we know what's happening. We know who Hillary Clinton is. We know what Bill Clinton did. We know about Jeffrey Epstein and all the sex trafficking. It's all out there. We know about Anthony Weiner and all of it. We know about Laura Silsby. So, you know, in my opinion, we don't need more WikiLeaks videotapes. If they exist, then fine, investigate it. But, you know, part of the problem, I guess, with WikiLeaks is, I guess you have judges and attorney generals, state's attorney generals and police or whatever, who just feel they can't use WikiLeaks in a court of law because it's not been legally, you know, confiscated or whatever you want to say. I can't think of the word right now. So, but that sounds like it's kind of one of those QAnon things about videos existing.
Well, I just have this feeling, Owen, that Trump does have, let's say, a Trump card or two or maybe 100 or 1,000.
Oh, let's hope. No, because this is what I've said. I mean, I hope Trump has played this out like a football coach who has some trick plays lined up for the fourth quarter when the game is really on the line. And so you could be right. Only time will tell. Thanks for the call. Let's go. You know what? I'm running out of time here. When I come back, I'm going to go to the next callers that have been hanging the longest here, Steve, Sam, and Joel. We're going to get to you on the other side of this short break. So do not go anywhere unless you're going to be going to InfoWarsStore.com. That's the only place you're allowed to go in this break. And we will know it. Because didn't you hear? I have Vladimir Putin in my ear telling me everything. And he will. He will tell me everything that everybody in this audience does in the break. So you better be careful. Hey, by the way, you know, nobody's pointing this out, but everybody's talking about the guy that did the circle game at the Navy-Army game that they're claiming is the white power symbol. I mean, that has to be the biggest success in the circle game history. That guy can basically walk around anywhere he goes and just punch everybody in the arm. I mean, right? Everybody's seen that now. I mean, epic victory for him. Wow.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
We've got callers on the line. I want to go right back to the phones. This is an open line Friday on the InfoWars War Room. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut, a first-time caller. Steve, thanks for calling in today.
Owen, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, just wanted to say a shout-out to everyone, and thank you for taking my phone call. Been a listener for over 10 years. I just want to let people know, I kind of got awake with Aaron Russo back years ago watching Fox in the early 90s.
And so folks that don't know, Aaron Russo, a Harvard student, wasn't he? Or Yale?
I'm not sure, but... You know,
fighting big tech, a lot of weird stuff happened, ended up committing suicide. Nobody believes that. The judge, was it Carmen Ortiz? Same judge that was involved with the Boston Marathon bomber trial, where there's also a lot of weird stuff. I believe her name was Carmen Ortiz. Anyway, just some background there. Go ahead, Steve.
So, watched Aaron Russo. He had a show on, which was not very long. It was called Mad as Hell. And let me tell you something, it's scared.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm sorry. Bad information. Go on.
That's all right. So, you know, watched, Aaron, and he had that show Mad as Hell on Fox back in the day, and it really scared me. It kind of woke me up. And years later, a friend of mine basically introduced me to Alex, and I started listening, and I was like, because I always felt something was wrong, and I always felt like I was being lied to, like probably a lot of other people.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and it just, things never felt right. So basically started listening to Alex, and then, you know, got to know you and the rest of the, the folks over there. And you guys are wonderful. You do a fantastic job. And thank you for all your time and energy. I can't even thank you enough. But in any event, you know, I just want to say thank you. By the way, bought Super Blue, wonderful product. I would suggest to anybody, it's a great, 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 great product. Got a couple points here for you. You know, it's just like a lot of times, a lot of us feel as though we're alone and, we feel a certain way and a lot of people are going to make fun of us for not listening to us. So when I started listening to you guys, I started doing research and started looking things up. I was like, you know, amazed how accurate and how everything was. And I was like, oh my God. So I, like any other person, I want to share this information. I was laughed at by a lot of individuals. Was told I was crazy, was told I was nuts. But over time, over the last 10 years, you know, people are listening to me and people actually kind of actually are talking the same way I am now and actually are in, you know, looking at themselves. So just basically wanted to tell, you know, the listening audience is don't ever give up. Keep, you know, don't ever let anybody think, you know, change your thinking process. Keep investigating. Keep looking at things for yourself. Because I'm telling you what, you can change people. You know, it's not that we want to make anything negative, but you can open people's minds up. And that's what this is all about, is opening people's minds, awakening them, saying, hey, there's something else out there besides this.
Well, and, you know, I kind of want to just expand on that a little bit. The thing about InfoWars that's so different is it's kind of a, you know, we're in this together type of thing. You know, you are us, we are you. But I don't want to say at the end of the day, but in a lot of different ways, it's really all about self-empowerment. You know, it's really all about empowering this audience, like you're saying, inspiring other people. You know, I was watching a video in the break of Nick Fuentes confronting Ben Shapiro, and you watch this, and it just shows what Ben Shapiro really is. He's one of these members of the media that sits in his ivory towers and thinks he's better than everybody else. Okay, that's not us. We're one of you. We're all in this together. And so, you know, I think that that's why this audience has stuck with us through all the stuff, all the lies, all the misinformation, all the attacks, and supported us at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on air because they know that. They know that we're in this together. We don't sit up in some ivory tower separate from this audience. We go right in and you know, it's like a good leader, a good general marches in first.
Absolutely. Very well spoken. You know, again, I got to congratulate you and just say, you know, what a wonderful new job you did when you actually approached Jerry Nadler and you were so, you know, composed and God, I wish I could have that. You know, I mean, you know, all of us aren't going to have that ability and that skill, but you know, people who have that, you know, you should pursue it. So, you know, like, I just want to say thank you, folks. You guys do a great job. You know, there's so many of us are so quiet, but we're out here and we're supporting you. You know, even how bleak it may seem. And I know, like, a lot of times I hear, like, a lot of your guests and a lot of your folks talk about how bad it can get. Well, guess what, folks? We can stop that by talking and keep going, get the narrative going. And, you know, so it doesn't get that bad. You know, keep informing your coworkers. Keep informing your family. Keep informing your neighbors. I mean, people will think that there's something wrong with you, but eventually they start seeing the stuff. They will realize that, you know what, there's something to it. So that's all I'm saying to folks is keep talking. Don't let people talk you down. I've been talked down to, you know, for years. People tell me, you're crazy. Now all of a sudden they're listening to me and they'll approach me, oh my God, did you hear about this? And I'm like, yes. All I tell people is just wake up, look what's going around, inform yourself. I can't do it for you. Only you can.
Exactly, and that's the element of self-empowerment we talk about, Steve. Thank you so much for the call. The crew corrects me here. It was Aaron Schwartz, not Aaron Russo. I had a little bit of a, what's it called now? Now I can't even think. You know, I wasn't going to say brain fart. Dyslexia. I remember what I said yesterday. I got one more day left in the tank. I think we're reaching that point here, guys. We got about an hour 20 left. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here to Joel. Joel in Ohio. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, Owen. First off, I've done about $500 worth of my Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com this week.
Why, thank you. What'd you purchase?
Well, I got a bunch of supplements for family members, and then, of course, I had to get myself a gift, which would be one of those awesome Bowie knives.
The Bowie knife, which, by the way, the crew gave me a hard time. I was saying Bowie knife like some sort of fool on air yesterday. So, Bowie knife, thank you so much. I have one. I have one actually right here. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that. But what I'm calling about today, and now this could turn out to be nothing, but with our current environment we're in, it seemed a little odd or fishy. A friend of mine, he's a Marine in Camp Lejeune, I believe it is, in North Carolina, is on lockdown right now. And supposedly what happened is two rifles and a flak jacket went missing, which is pretty rare from what I am told. On top of that, the two rifles are M4A1s that are both suppressed, which is also rare for his infantry unit that he used to be part of there.
Hmm. Well, we'll see if we can continue to monitor that situation.
So I don't know if that's some plot to start a false flag type attack, or I don't know what that is, but I figured it was kind of odd, so I figured I'd call and let everybody hear about that.
Is there a source for this information, or you're saying you just heard this from your buddy who's in that unit?
Yeah, his old unit at that base is on lockdown right now, and he heard it from his Marine friends that are still in the unit.
Hmm. Okay, so North Carolina base on lockdown, missing rifles and flak jacket.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see if we can find anything on that, Joel. Appreciate the call and appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I hope that those family members and friends you got those supplements for appreciate it. You know, I got this thing going on. I don't know what it is, but the last couple days running has hurt. I have this soreness in my hip. And so I doubled down on the bodies. Instead of doing two, I did four, and the soreness in my hip just went away. So I was able to run again. That was nice. But that's bodies 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's very popular. People have had similar experiences taking the bodies, folks, only at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got the best crew. I would actually say of all the crews at the War Room, all the crews at InfoWars, the War Room crew is probably the best. We just had the newest crew member, Dan, come through huge in the break, so he gets a shout-out. But I also, there he is. He has a bigger beard than me now, actually. I just realized you're going to have to shave that. You're not allowed to have a bigger beard than me on the staff. But also in the break, I was walking around back there, and I noticed Savannah Hernandez was looking up some very pertinent information that I'd like her to share with us on air. Can we get Savannah Hernandez on the crew mic real quick to talk about what she was looking at during the break that was so important? Savannah?
Who's on the break?
Savannah, tell me what you were looking at. It was so important.
Because I would like to celebrate the fact that I paid off all of my student loan debt and I'm officially debt-free. And we were on break, so I wasn't doing anything. So.
Okay, so you, what were you looking up? Because we didn't hear the first part.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, so.
So total sabotage. Was that Dan's fault?
I mean, obviously, he had to fix the Resolume because I was looking at shoes, but...
There it is.
I'm sorry that I'm not working 24/7 here for you. My apologies. I'm bad. You know what? I'm just going to fire myself. I'm just going to leave for the day because
no,
I'm
wait.
Bad.
No.
I'm firing myself.
Savannah is canceled. It's now morphed from Kamala to Owen to Savannah.
No, that's not how that works.
Let's go back out to the phone lines. Somebody take care of that, please. Let's go back out to the phone lines and go to Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard. Hey.
Hey, Owen. So I wanted to just put a few things together about what you and Mike were talking about. Have you read the article about the independent organization investigating Matt Shea for domestic terrorism?
No.
Okay, so the Congress in, what is it, Washington or Oregon? I can't remember. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But the Congress there, they contracted a private investigative or private military contractor to investigate him, and they drew conclusions and evidence that he had in fact committed three acts of domestic terrorism, and they referred charges to the FBI and the DOJ, saying that he incited the Bundy Ranch, the Maurer Wildlife Refuge, and I haven't found what the third one is yet. But so the reason this is important and ties into the Virginia thing, if they can retroactively make a member of Congress a domestic terrorist for supporting the Second Amendment, then that gives them the pretext to seize the guns in Virginia. And even more than that, that gives them the ability to drive the NRA out of Congress by threatening them as domestic terrorists. So this whole thing is really kicking off to, you know, a really serious level. And as far as Barr, I don't know if you remember, but when that FBI agent murdered what's-his-name's wife at Ruby Ridge, Barr defended that guy pro bono to get that FBI agent off for shooting her in the back of the head in cold blood. So I don't think Barr is going to help anyone out on this. Like, he's the main guy who supports this type of legislation. In fact, he released a memo a couple weeks ago saying he was going to use CIA resources and AI to identify mass shooters. So what does that mean? He's going to go into your phones and email records and see if you sound like someone he determines is going to be a quote-unquote domestic terrorist. So this is really getting serious.
Very informative call, Richard. Thank you so much. And, you know, beyond what Richard just laid out, too, at a just more basic level, what happened at the Bundy Ranch was what America's all about. And that's what the corrupt government is trying to stop, is the ability for Americans to rise up united, form a militia, if you want to call it that. I wouldn't even call it that. This was just a group of Americans standing their ground, stopping a government bureaucracy from becoming a tyranny enforcer. And so this is the kind of stuff that they want to stop. And they know that the guns is obviously the key there. Because if the government has the guns and you don't, well, you do the math, folks. Pretty obvious. All right, let's now go to Echan in Texas. Echan, go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, please have your hands and your eyes over us, over our tools, anything that we may need to defeat this criminal satanic cabal. Please, Father, you've already started with one thunderbolt, Owen Schroyer, into that courtroom. Now, those are the thunderbolts that we'll be hitting. It's the people. It's the American patriot. Brother, I love you. I love the InfoWars. This is 2020. Make it or break it. We're going to get it, man. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue. Amen, my man.
Well, amen. Thank you for that. Is there anything else you want to say?
So what I'm calling into is I want to get your perspective on this real quick. I want to see, what do you think about the American people as a civilization, as a country? Where do we stand? Are we over the mountain? Are we climbing over the mountain? Are we on the other side of the mountain? Or are we down in the valley in a campfire just waiting to get attacked?
We've been down in the valley at a campfire waiting to get attacked. We've been asleep. We're now awake. Yes. We're awake. We're rising from the slumber. We can kind of smell. We smell something in the atmosphere. We know it's not right. And so we're getting ready to climb the mountain and figure out what it is. And what we do when we see it is, you know, I guess another story. But I would say that's where we're at right now. We're awake. We're kind of shaking out of the slumber. We've been in for a while. We smell something. We hear something. Something fishy is happening. There's light on the other side of that mountain. And we're going to go figure out what it is.
So we're over the mountain and we've been asleep. Now, what I see coming is just these Chinese troops, man. I don't know. We can't let 2020 slip from us. Trump really has to go hard. You know, we love him and everything, but it's time for him. You've been doing so much. InfoWars, Alex Jones, every other patriot that's out there in the alternate news, you know, world, people like me, just a regular old Joe. We're ready, brother. And, you know, once we see you in, you know, uniforms, it ain't going to go good for anybody.
Well, you know, this is actually an important point. We don't really talk about it. We have before. We've highlighted stories. We've had guests on. There are UN, I mean, they're basically outposts, you could say, forward operating bases or posing as such with UN trucks and all kinds of stuff. They've been shipped across the country. No, I would just get rid of all UN trucks. In fact, you know what? The United States government should seize all UN equipment, seize it all, and give it to local law enforcement. That's what Trump should do. All UN vehicles should be seized by the U.S. government. It's probably our property. We probably paid for it anyway. Seize those UN vehicles, put them to use so that the UN can't have some forward operating base whenever they want to launch some attack on America, take our rights. And we're not going to be sitting here being domestically occupied by some foreign force called the UN. So that's what Trump should do. I mean, nobody will talk about it. Probably never happened, but that would be a pretty good idea. Thanks for the call, E-Chan. Let's squeeze one more in from Pastor Sam before we go to break. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, if Savannah's back there, you ought to look up Garcia Luna arrest. Now, I just want to build on what Mike Adams was saying about build up to gun confiscation and the preparation for real warfare. Because it's happening, and it's happening right here in Texas. I don't know if you've heard of something called the Merida Initiative, but it's turned into Benghazi, USA. You know, Fast and Furious was bad enough, but now we got Fast and Furious 2.0, Fast and Furious 2020. And what's happening is George P. Bush, who has a very powerful office as the land commissioner of Texas, has entered into an agreement with the Mexican governor, Cabeza de Vaca, and they're funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into militarizing law enforcement and doing social engineering in Mexico. So this is the Republican side of the two-party duopoly that we've been against and Trump is against, but it's still going on. You know, George P. Bush is trying to tear down the war grave at the Alamo. It may happen over this Christmas break. Because
yeah, you know, I forgot about that, and it's one of those things where if people knew it was going on, they would be so ticked off.
Trump it, because the intent, and this was published by the Texas Nationalist Movement on the web, you can look that up, the intent is to go in there with a crane while everybody's sleeping over Christmas break and to tear down the cenotaph. It's been there almost 100 years. And it's very significant. This is the spirit of Texas. It's the spirit of revolution.
But what does it tie into, Sam? The same thing with the Second Amendment. Standing your ground, the ability to stand against a tyrannical government.
Right on. He wants to put up a statue of General Santa Anna, who was a tyrant and a despot who fired on his own people.
No, this is incredible. This is tearing down American history, spitting in the eye of the ability for men to stand against a tyrannical government. Absolutely. Great call, Pastor Sam. We'll be right back.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Americans are seeing through this Democrat impeachment fraud. Even members of the Democrat Party have realized what is going on here. And so, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, with President Trump in the Oval Office, announcing why he's switching parties.
Well, wouldn't go well. I guess what I say is, I believe that this is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats, of blue dog Democrats, mm-hmm. of conservative Democrats, and I think that's going away. Two more things I want to say. One, you have my undying support.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And always.
And by the way, same way.
Thank you.
I'm endorsing him, okay? We're endorsing him.
I can't speak for these two gentlemen, but I can say I'm endorsing him.
Thank you.
How do you feel about that, Mike? Are you okay?
You have my support. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Put together.
Thank you, leader.
Thank you.
And the last thing I will say, one of my heroes, and he's always hung in my office, I have a bipartisan wall that has a lot of different people on there, Ronald Reagan. And when he said, I didn't leave my party, right. My party left me.
That's true. That's what he said.
And I'm saying the same thing.
He was a Democrat, and he moved over, mm-hmm. and he said exactly those words. It's fantastic. Thank you very much.
And so really a monumentous moment, an illustrative moment of a sea change that is happening and that is going to be more apparent soon. But, you know, they still can't figure it out over there on the Communist News Network, CNN. And so here they are just shaking their heads at this phenomenon happening right now.
All right, breaking news. CNN has a brand new poll out 3 minutes ago. We released it. It shows where the Democratic candidates stand, not against each other, but against President Trump in a potential 2020 race. CNN senior politics writer and analyst Harry Enten is here to tell us how those Democrats are doing. And there's been some movement.
There has definitely been some movement. So take a look here. So this is our new poll right now, folks, our new poll. And what do we see? We see Joe Biden up by 5 points, 49 to 44 over Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders up 49 to 45 over Donald Trump. Elizabeth Warren, well within the margin of error, just up a point. And Pete Buttigieg actually down a point, but again within the margin of error. Now take a look at how that compares to October. Back in October, Biden was up by 10, so his lead has been cut in half. Bernie Sanders was up by 9. His lead has been cut more than in half. And Warren was up 8, and now she's only up 1. And Buttigieg was up 6, and now he is down 1. This is massive movement towards the president of the United States, at least in our poll at this particular point.
Do we have any sense of why?
Yeah, okay. So I...
Why? What is happening? Why doesn't everybody hate Trump? And by the way, folks, just pull that back up and just roll the B-roll. These are rigged CNN polls, okay? Folks, they're running polls on CNN claiming that Biden or Sanders or Warren are ahead of Trump. I mean, you do realize how fake that is, right? I mean, I don't have to explain how fake that is, but I will. Elizabeth Warren can't fill a high school cafeteria. Joe Biden can't go to an event without talking about how he wants to, you know, basically molest children. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. He's like, I want to touch the kids. He literally says it now. He talks about bouncing him up and down on his hairy legs. He's biting his wife's hand. He's sniffing kids. The guy is out of control. I mean, he's probably had some serious neurological issues, and he just can't help himself. That's just who he is. He's a pervert. And they're shocked. Even their rigged polls now are starting to reflect this sea change that is coming against the Democrats. But, folks, do you understand? Pause this image right here. And who is this total clown on air? I mean, these people are hilarious over there at CNN. I mean, anybody in media right now who claims to be in political commentary that is claiming that there's a single Democrat candidate more popular than Donald Trump, I mean, like, I don't even know how you could even possibly believe that. I don't know how you could even have no integrity to report that as reality. Donald Trump gets 20,000 people at any rally. Not all of those people combined can't even get 20,000 people to tune into a television event. I mean, there it is, folks. CNN. Fake news. Gonna fake. And good news. The bad news is my guest, Bryson Gray, who is going to be with us this hour, is unable to come on. The good news is that means I'm taking more phone calls. And we've already got a lot of them lined up, a couple lines still open. Before we get back to that, and I'm going to play the Ted Cruz video, and I'm going to play some other clips. First, I got to tell you, this Bowie knife, I think I'm going to keep it at my desk just because it's so cool. I mean, if anybody wants to mess with the crew, believe me, there's we're armed and locked and loaded around here. But, you know, just look at how cool that is. Look at the blade on that thing with the unique pattern. And then look at the thickness of that blade, too. And then the beautiful handle. It doesn't get much nicer than that. And anybody who's a connoisseur of knives looks at a knife like this and says, yeah, that is a nice knife, probably hundreds of dollars. Well, yeah, retail, this knife is hundreds of dollars. We have it on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com for $99. You're not going to get a better deal on a Bowie knife than you are at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Just look at that. I mean, this isn't an infomercial, but I kind of feel like, what was the guy's name? He's dead now. I think it was a cocaine, wasn't it like a drug overdose or something? Billy something? Billy Mays? I mean, if Billy Mays was here and he saw this knife, I mean, he would be going crazy. Jumping up and down. $99? This is the greatest Bowie knife I've ever seen. If you don't buy this Bowie knife, there's something wrong with you. So there it is. At InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we don't have many of these left, folks, but I had a goal to try to sell out of these before Christmas, and I think we will. Great Christmas gift idea right here. If you have somebody in the family or a friend that's a hunter, this is a total win. If you have somebody in the family or a friend that's just a connoisseur of knives and blades or just whatever, just cool stuff, cool artifacts, total winner right here. And maybe you just want one for your own collection, just to kind of carry around, put it on your belt. InfoWarsStore.com, under $100 is Bowie knife, probably retail anywhere else, hundreds of dollars. And so I'm just kind of, go back to the shot of me holding this. I'm just kind of trying to catch the blade there. Oh yeah, with the lights and the glare, so you can see the pattern on that blade right there. So great Christmas gift idea. If you've got a hunter in the family, connoisseur of knives, great Christmas gift. The price is unbeatable. As soon as I saw it, I had to get one for Christmas gifts myself. Actually, I got two. So, but there it is at InfoWarsStore.com right now, under $100. Take advantage of that. Okay, let me do this, guys. Let's fire the Ted. Actually, no. I said I'd take calls. Let me take calls here. I'm going to do the Ted Cruz video in the next segment. Really great stuff from Ted Cruz. Cool stuff. We'll play that next. First, though, we've got callers on the line. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
Hi, Big O. Can I plug a product first?
Sure, Big Wild.
I was involved in a car accident 90 miles per hour into a concrete wall, and I was wearing a seatbelt. I was a beat pinball in the car, ricocheted off the windshield, off my face. Stuff. And wow. I've tried a bunch of anti-inflammatory products for, you know, deep injuries, and like the $70 ones and $90 ones stuff. And Bodies definitely works the best. And it's a good price.
And the truth is, there is as much or more concentrated turmeric in Bodies than in the $70, $90, you know, $100 supplements that are similar to that.
Yeah. But the reason I called today, I'm a fan of Nikola Tesla, and I was wondering if you heard of his wildest invention, the mind-reading device, the thought camera. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't believe I have.
So there was an article in the Kansas City Post in 1933 where he talked about harnessing the energy light spectrum that comes out of people's eyes by shining light into people's eyes. And the issue was, though, at the time, is that you needed something for a person to stare at for extended periods of time. And before that, of course, this was before television and cameras, smartphones and iPhones and, you know, facial recognition, IR laser beams in your phone. But, you know, it was just discovered in 1887, rhodopsin, which is a red dye that's released in the rods of your eyes. And it was always rumored in folklore that when someone would pass away, an image would be seared temporarily on their retina. I thought it was interesting stuff, you know, been mentioned online, and I know it's a interesting topic now because of all the plus, plus, plus talk by President Trump, President Ash Ketchum.
Did I just hear President Ash Ketchum? What?
Well, yeah, he caught them all. You know, he's a Pokemon master. He's a Pokemon.
I hope
Pokemon
he catches master. Them all.
Well,
he's identified them all.
If it's over tomorrow, you know, that's how it's going to be in the books.
That's great. I've never. That's a good analogy. Well, I hope he catches them all. He's identified them all. His Pokedex is full, but of the IDs, he just needs to catch them all and get them locked up. If you know what I'm saying, Wild. Great, interesting call there from Wild. Let's jump to Jefferson in Virginia now. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Happy Friday. Merry Christmas, Owen.
Merry Christmas, Jefferson.
On the spiritual side, so we don't have to quote scripture any longer, I would think God wants us to do those things in defending ourselves, for which we will need to ask for his forgiveness. On that line of thought, the president could invoke the Presidential Defense Directive 51. This was on your programming earlier in the day. I think it's a law that was passed expecting Hillary to get into office, but it allows the president to suspend Congress for 6 months and do what he needs to get done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a caller brought that up.
And I think that'd be a good start in that he would be freed up to do what needs to get done. And I think what would have to happen is he would have to essentially establish a fourth branch of government for us to get our tribunals going, where we could actually round these people up and get them to confess to all the treason they've been involved in. And after that six-month period was over, there wouldn't be much to argue about anymore. We could reconstitute ourselves and get past this without having to spill a lot of blood.
Well, and, you know, it's sad that we have to sit here and debate how to take common sense measures to fix immigration, common sense measures to fix unfair trade deals, common sense measures to try to bring jobs back, common sense measures to deal with the homelessness and poverty. We can't even do that because we've got these corrupt politicians in the way. And so it's sad that that's what it would take, but it's true. And, you know, the government is so unpopular. I mean, even under Trump, I mean, Congress's approval rating, it may even be lower than all time. You know, the news, mainstream news is. But, I think most people would be behind that. Shut Congress down. Screw what the media says. Yeah, the media say, oh, Trump did this. He's bad. Oh, government shutdown now is bad. Oh. People are done with the media. They know the government's corrupt. And they see Trump just as a new face trying to get something done. You know, not perfect, but they know the government's corrupt. They know the media's corrupt.
I think that just blackpills so many of them. Here's tomorrow's news today. This should be on a shirt at InfoWars. Mike Pence did not kill himself.
Hmm. Very interesting. I see that. You say Pence is a dead man walking. Well, you know, he'd be the one to come in after Trump, and, you know, they don't want that. And then who's after him? I believe it's is it the demon Pelosi, I believe, how the deal works. So, yeah, you know that demon Pelosi, she'll do anything for power. Didn't know, this entire broadcast is powered by One Shrimp. Many of you may not have known this, but it's true. Shrimpzilla powers this entire broadcast. In fact, do we have a Shrimpzilla cam since we moved studios? Oh, yes. Still going. Powered by Super Male Vitality. Only runs in water purified by the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me tell you, this shrimp is a little finicky, bit of a diva now that he's famous. Refuses to run in any water unless it's filtered by the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. So there's Shrimpzilla still powering the studio. We're sustainable here. We run on shrimp-powered energy. He runs on that little conveyor belt, setting shrimp speed records all day long. He's constantly breaking his own record, too. He doesn't even brag about it. He just wants to power the studio. Freedom-loving shrimp. Okay. Let's go back out to... Oh, no, no, no. I said we're going to go to Ted Cruz here. So let's do that. Ted Cruz did a very powerful broadcast. He's put it on all the social media. And look, this... I probably wouldn't even have mentioned this if it wasn't for this video from Ted Cruz. Very important stuff. Because this is the government corruption that we're all sick of. This is the government bureaucratic crap that we all have to put up with and we're all sick of. And here's Ted Cruz calling out what our corrupt government is about to do to us with a special Christmas gift over the holiday season.
Christmas came early in Washington for lobbyists. Lobbyists who are bankrupting this country. While you were with your family, while you were shopping for Christmas, the lobbyists were spending and spending. I present to you the massive omnibus bill that Congress is voting on. Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on this. 2,313 pages dropped on us the day before yesterday. Nobody's read it. There isn't a person alive who has read this piece of garbage. But it was put together in the dark of the night with Republican leadership and Chuck Schumer cutting a deal. So in this 2,313 pages, what is it? Well, we don't know everything. But here's one thing. It extends the Ex-Im Bank, one of the greatest corporate boondoggles, corporate welfare. The lobbyists love it. For 7 years, the Ex-Im Bank is extended with no vote on it. Number two, buried in here, it raises the tobacco purchasing age to 21. So now our soldiers at age 18, you can be drafted to go into war. You can be sent to the front lines. You can face machine gun fire. But God help you if you want to have a smoke. Did we have a vote on that? Did we have a debate on that? Did someone say, maybe the states could set the tobacco age? Maybe it doesn't have to be the federal government. Nope. No vote. Just a deal in a smoke-filled room forcing that result. What else did it do? It funds government research on gun control. That's right, that's part of this deal, is let's now have the federal government doing research on gun control. Can't you wait from the report from the Center for Disease Control? Mind you, last I checked, exercising your Second Amendment rights is not a virus that the Center for Disease Control should be studying, but now we've got millions of dollars funding bogus studies that are going to be used to try to take away your constitutional rights. What else is in there? Continues the tax breaks for so-called renewable energy. Continues all of the corporate subsidies. Just slipped into the night. Big Democratic priority. Do we have a vote on that? Do we have a vote on whether to continue them? Nope. Other than this big, giant spending bill. And how much is it? Well, we know it's 2,313 pages, but those pages spend $1.4 trillion. You want to know how you bankrupt a country? You want to know how you get a $23 trillion national debt? You're looking at it. Deals cut in the dead of night. $1.4 trillion. You've probably never seen that while you're looking at it right there. What doesn't it do? Well, here's one of the things it doesn't do. It fails to defund Planned Parenthood. Doesn't deliver on that priority. Doesn't deliver on that promise. It continues taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. What else doesn't it do? Well, fails to end Obamacare. Doesn't even try. Not part of it at all. Takes care of the insurance companies. Takes care of the lobbyists. But for the millions of people who are struggling to meet their health insurance costs, No help at all. What else does it not do? Fails to expand College 529 savings plans and to expand education freedom. This is a bipartisan idea. This is an idea that passed the House Ways and Means Committee unanimously until the teachers' union got Nancy Pelosi to do a drive-by shooting and strip it out, hurting parents that have kids with disabilities, hurting kids with disabilities, hurting homeschoolers, hurting millions of public school students who are prevented from using 529 savings plans to pay for tutoring and standardized tests. Doesn't do that at all. It fails to stop sanctuary cities. Nowhere in the 2,300 pages is real leadership stopping sanctuary cities. Nowhere to be found. And finally, number 10, it fails to fully fund the wall. How much does it come short? Well, President Trump asked for $8.6 billion to fund the wall. Does it give $8 billion? Does it give $7 billion? Does it give $6, $5, $4, $3, $2? No. Gives $1.4 billion. Doesn't come close to fully funding the wall. This is why Washington's corrupt. This is an example of government of the lobbyist, by the lobbyist, and for the lobbyists. And this pile of trash belongs in an ashtray.
Well, folks, what more do you need to see or hear than that? And doesn't that just show you how much of a scam it all is? With these Democrats up here parading around about impeachment, pretending to care about this country, and then we just get sank into debt. Same goes for the Republicans. Oh, yeah, this is two-way, this rig job. This is two-way, this political rape job. So kudos to Ted Cruz for laying it out, playing it out, and shame on this Congress. Shame on this Congress for putting this burden on the American people and not delivering anything that America deserves. And even more shame on them for doing it during the Christmas season because they know people are busy. These people are crooks.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth.
That is obviously a doctored image. That image is obviously doctored by the crew. That's really funny.
It seems so long since.
And that's definitely not me singing.
Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
That is a nice hat, though. That is a nice hat, though. All right. Real funny, guys. Who put that together, huh? Who thought that would be cute to put on there, huh? Go ahead. Out yourself. Come forward now. Look, I'm not threatening you. Okay? It's cool, dude. Like, it's really funny, man, to make fun of my plight. It's totally cool, dude. What? Oh, my gosh. I need to divert immediately. Let's take a phone call from Chris in Minnesota right now. Chris, save me. Chris, you're on air. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Owen. What you did in front of Congress was one guy who called in said people were in awe, and they were. It was amazing. Your guts, it was just everything kind of came out of your mouth perfectly that day. It was great. Anyways, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Thank you for the kind words.
Okay. You betcha. I mean, it's like after watching you for 3 years, you've come so far. The whole staff there, Savannah, Millie, say hi to Alex. I hope if you talk to Roger Stone, tell him I've called the White House several times. I'm sure many people have. Anyways, he's a believer. And after hearing what Ted Cruz just said, it just goes to show I wish I had some inside information or something about Donald Trump to say, but I think the best Christmas message I could spread to the nation and the world and the info warriors is know the gospel of Christ. That's why we have Christmas. It's amazing how many unbelievers out there are celebrating Christmas this weekend, and they're not even going to say a prayer in Jesus' name.
Oh, I was out at the impeached Trump rally. I mean, if the crew can try to dig and find this footage, I mean, it's probably impossible at this point, like looking for a needle in a haystack. This crew's incredible. They may be able to do it. They may remember this. There was a guy telling me that Christmas is not about Christ and that it's not a Christian holiday. Literally saying that. And I forget what it was, but I was like, you know, Merry Christmas. He was like, and he was like, well, I celebrate Christmas. I'm not a Christian. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'm just saying the tradition is about Christ and Jesus' birth. Like, that's just the tradition. He's like, no, it's not. That's not why I celebrate Christmas. And so, like, they're even denying, it's like any opportunity they can have to deny Christ or God and then steal, you know, the image of God, or like Nancy Pelosi saying she prays for President Trump. Give me a break.
Well, that's why what you and the crew, the people there, you and Millie and Savannah even, I mean, the bravery of going out and confronting, nobody knows better the demon hordes face-to-face, the zombies, than you. And, I mean, they're whatever. They're reprobates, whatever. But we are living in an amazing time, and unfortunately, we can't put our faith in full confidence in Donald Trump. I mean, he's done some good things, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, got us out of the Paris climate. I mean, he's doing some great things. I'm a man of critical thought. That's why I've believed in the Bible for 30 years. The archaeology, everything verifies it 100%. We're not battling flesh and blood. We're battling spiritual, you know, Lucifer, George Bush, what, tearing down a statue down there? He's a skull and bones piece of shit. Oh, sorry.
We have to dump it, but yeah.
And you know what I mean. We're facing these Luciferian worshiping families, bloodlines go back a long ways. And like you said, Christmas, you got to study the history. But if it wasn't for Jesus and those first disciples and all of them spreading the word, that's the miracle, is looking at it. And what I would say is, don't doubt. I mean, Apostle John denied Christ 3 times. John the Baptist, wasn't he, even though he baptized Jesus, he wasn't sure that Jesus was the Lord. When he was in prison, he sent a couple of his people to ask Jesus if he was the Messiah. I'm just saying the gospel is simple, that Jesus died on the cross, his blood, he died, God came to earth in his body, saved us from our sins. So, and just by believing in that simple thing, that simple sliver of faith in Christ is the mustard seed that moves mountains. And that's it. And so when you believe in Jesus, your prayers are heard.
And look, I go out, you talk about facing these scum in the streets. It's just, folks, you just see where the good and evil is. I mean, you talk about the you know, constant battle of good and evil. It's just obvious. It's just the optics are there. That's part of the reason why I do it. And, you know, it's dirty work, but somebody's got to do it. And by the way, and thanks for the call, Chris, there's a meme going around. Rashida Tlaib. I mean, I'm going to try not to say anything at the risk of, you know, this is terrestrial radio family audience. But, I mean, that woman is one of the worst things walking. Smiling and celebrating her victory over America. Just a disgusting, corrupt woman. Rashida Tlaib is. There's a meme going around of her in a Baphomet pose. So I don't know if the crew can find that. She's not posing as Baphomet. It's just one of those organic things where a picture snapped of her and it's like, yep, she looks like Baphomet doing the Baphomet pose. The point is, as the caller pointed out, we're dealing with some serious evil here. And right now it's really emanating out of the Democrat Party. I mean, they're aborting children, they're celebrating it, they're bragging about it, they're funding it with our taxpayer dollars. That's how they make us complicit in it, folks, because they know what they're doing. Let's take another caller here. Let's go to E-Frog in Alaska. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Owen. And I was just going to promote the product. You know, yesterday, I'm a farmer up in Alaska, working in the marijuana industry, and I took my iodine, took the Superman Vitality, the vitamin B together, and took my Turbo Force to work with me with some fruit punch juice. And, dude, at midnight, I was still flying high, dude. I was like, whoa. I was humping plants up and down stairs, transplanting, doing everything a farmer does. And I couldn't shut down. I just
how to turn on InfoWars.
Yeah, the Turbo Force is no joke. I mean, I have a very fast metabolism, and it still lasts me 6-7 hours.
You know, like 10 hours. I was up at 7 and till midnight, Alaska time. And it's great stuff. You know, if it wasn't for InfoWars, I wouldn't have a laptop. I wouldn't have an Android phone. Found you guys on the radio at KSRM. And I wouldn't have a website. Is it okay if I plug my website?
Go ahead.
EFrogIndustries.com.
And is that, I guess you said you're you do marijuana farming up there in Alaska?
Yeah, it's legal, so yeah.
I'm actually surprised that the climate works for that up there. That's pretty tough.
It's indoor grow.
Ah, there,
21,000 watts for one room.
Total victory. Yeah, don't you think Trump should legalize marijuana? It'd be a huge political victory for him.
Defederalize. It's legal everywhere. It needs to be defederalized, taken off the Schedule 1 list. That's what needs to happen.
Anything else?
Yeah, just love you guys. And, you know, I learned a lot about the Church of Scientology from Hulu.
Well, that's kind of an out of left field, but all right.
Well, go check it out, dude. It's crazy how the government and Scientology mirror one another.
Well, look, I've had people that have tried to get me to go down that path for a while about the whole crazy things with Scientology. Other people have done it. It's not really my calling. There's a lot of weird corruption out there. Scientology may be one of them, but that's just not my deal. But, yeah, there's a lot of documentaries out there highlighting it. Thanks for the call, eFrog, and the support at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, the Christmas specials are on. Turbo Force, which we were just talking about with eFrog, is 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Are you sick of paying shipping costs, ordering Christmas gifts online? Then go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping happening right now. And by the way, you do your Christmas shopping there, you get double Patriot points with every order. Can be applied towards future purchases. Get yourself something down the road. All right, I'm going to get through 5 callers in the next segment. Get them all off the board. So here we go. All right, it's the last segment. I've got to get through 5 callers here. So you guys will each have about 90 seconds. But before I do that, I just got a couple developments during the break here. I was already going to cover these 2 stories that are on NewsWars.com. Biological male files lawsuit demanding entry into female beauty pageant. Okay, well, I'm gonna file entry into the LPGA, and I'm gonna tee off from the ladies' tees, and I'm gonna hit to the green every time. And if you don't accept me into the LPGA, you're a bigot. Of course, that's absurd. Media company features drag queen Christmas fairy in holiday marketing campaign. Oh yeah, that's what we need. But, you know, this trans agenda is a real thing, folks. It's targeting the children. Now, ESPN and the NBA are promoting it, too. Dwayne Wade just came out with his famous actress wife, Gabrielle Union. They get promoted everywhere. Now you know why. Promoting his son's transition into a girl. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now there's this. I really almost can't even believe this, but it's real. I can't. I wish I could say what it says, but I can't because it's terrestrial radio audience here. But President Trump has written an acceptance letter to Nancy Pelosi accepting to speak at the State of the Union. And you've seen alliterations used, like Epstein didn't kill himself and other things, alliterations with the first letter of the first word on every line. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump's acceptance letter. Just do the doc cam. President Trump's, that's good. President Trump's acceptance letter to Nancy Pelosi has the alliteration on the first letter, on the first line. And it says, F-U, see you next Tuesday. So we either have the greatest president of all time, the most ridiculous president of all time, or this is the greatest coincidence of all time. Either way, that is just hilarious. Saying what we all would like to say to Nancy Pelosi. See you next Tuesday. Okay, I have got to run through these calls, so each caller gets 90 seconds. Let's go to Reed in Florida. Go ahead, Reed.
Owen, quick. Nancy Pelosi trying to say she's not going to send it up to the Senate. Isn't that obstruction of the Senate? And could she be charged with that?
It's totally unfounded. They're just breaking all the laws, all the rules. They're out of control. They're unhinged.
Okay, next one. These polls that are coming out, they said there was a poll on Twitter earlier today, and a lady was like, I can't believe approval rating for the president amongst the military has dropped. The thing is, that's a bogus poll because you're not allowed to give your military, when you're in the military, your political opinion.
And again, it's a Twitter poll. These things are all rigged. Conservatives are censored all day long. Big conservative accounts are censored. They would be retweeting it. So it's a total rig job. It's fake.
That's what I told that lady is, don't believe everything you read. And basically, the military is not allowed to give their opinion against the government. So
look, law enforcement and military in this country, I would say, is about an 80. Law enforcement probably higher, but at an average with both things combined, we're looking at about an 80% approval for Trump.
All right. And just to let you know, you're going to have another hat coming. I think I'm going to do your call graphic on the front of a hat for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, your last hat was awesome. Once I see this next one, I'll promote it. And maybe we can get one on the site, on the store site. No promises, but awesome, Reed. I appreciate the Christmas gift. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Shrimp Dog in Dallas. Go ahead, Shrimp Dog.
Attaboy Owen, attaboy McIntyre, attaboy Roger Stone.
Wow, Shrimp Dog getting fired up here.
You got to understand, Owen, sometimes, a lot of cases, you got guys like me still on parole or on probation or already got a hairy record, and all they can do is cheerlead a guy like you. So attaboy Owen, attaboy McIntyre, attaboy Roger Stone. Stay stiff, Sticky Stiffington. Love, little Sticky Stiffington Jr. You understand me? I called to conduct some illegal activity on your airwaves, Owen. I called to spread some forbidden communication. You understand me? I called to interject some facts in today's narrative because I'm not allowed to, but I'm going to do it anyway on the War Room.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Is Shrimp Dog, does that mean it's like you're a shrimp that has like a dog characteristic, or is it like a small dog?
I'll tell you later. But I'm Shrimp little big brother.
Hey, well, thank you for the words of encouragement and this energetic call, Shrimp Dog in Dallas. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Corinne in Michigan now. Corinne, try to top that.
Here we are. We've got 90 seconds to get through the quick things. But I gotta say, Merry Christmas, Owen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to everybody there that carries the knight honor of leading the path. And that's everybody from Darren McBreen, who does wonderful production, to Savannah, to Millie and Katie, Alex Jones. So that was my first thing. My second thing is there's a news story that I'm picking up here. And it's in regards to the president signing a lawful government order. And I wanted somebody to check in on that, against Pelosi and Schumer. And I don't know what the date is on that. I can't find a date on that.
I need more. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's I'll tell you what. You can search that out yourself, but the headline basically is Trump files abuse of power charges against Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Well, I did read the letter that he wrote to Pelosi basically saying just that, accusing her of abuse of power and worse. So I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but The crew, we'll see if we can find something. Let's now go to Danny in Oregon. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Sorry, I got to take you off speaker. There we go. Hey, you know, what's kind of blowing my mind is the way people are just so kind of nonchalantly passing over this guy who got arrested for burning the LGBT flag and is now being sentenced to 14 years in prison. I mean, that is just as outright total.
No, it's total clown world. I mean, that's total clown world. And these same people run around bitching and complaining that they're a victim class. No, they are the most protected class in America.
Right. And this is a perfect example of something I don't necessarily support doing. You know, he took it from what I understand, he stole it from a church.
Yeah, he took it down. I believe it was actually on the flagpole at a church. He took it down and burned it. So there's obviously some crime there. But to say it's a hate crime and he gets 14 years, I mean, give me a break.
He has the right to do it. I don't agree with it. But, you know, meanwhile, we had a woman who was just sentenced to 4 years in Indiana who had run over 3 young children and killed them. So, I mean, the disparity.
Oh, I mean, the guy that the illegal immigrant that shot and killed Kate Steinle. I mean, there's dozens of stories like that. I mean, where do you want to stop? And, you know, here's how you can show how clown world it really is. Thanks for the call, Danny. And I'm not encouraging this. I'm just saying if somebody went to a church, tore down an American flag and burned it, do you think they'd get 14 years? No. There would be the ACLU. There would be the SPLC. There would be the ADL. There'd be all these leftist law organizations standing up saying, no, they can burn that flag. But if it's the LGBTQ flag, 14 years in jail. Micah in New York, close us out on this Friday. You got 60 seconds.
Woo! Christmas came early for me because you Owened in New York City Thursday. I got the call. I was watching the repeat of Alex. It was about 4:15, 4:20. He said, get to the New York Times around 5 to 7. The homeboy is going to be in the truck. And, dude, you didn't stop. I was the guy on the skateboard with the Alex Jones mask rolling up. I got so much raw video. I would love to give it to producers. A guy that threw the bottle at you, I got it.
Where can I? Wait. Are you on Twitter?
Not really, no.
All right, well, send that video. Hey, guys, put him off air and give him my InfoWars email. If you can send me that video of the guy throwing the glass bottle at me, that'd be great. I'm trying to ID that individual, and I only have a shaky video of him. So if we can get another HD feed of that, that'd be great. Yeah, a guy threw a glass bottle at my head, tried to kill me. But, you know, that's just what we deal with at Patriots. All right, that does it for the War Room this week. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors, and as always, you stay classy.